our writer's workshop, Your Story, God's Glory. Welcome. I'm glad you are all here. Come on in. Make yourself at home. Set your things down, then go back and get a name tag, sign in, and all that official stuff, but drop your stuff off. Hello, Melanie! Later. It's my good friend, Melanie, so we'll try to behave ourselves tonight.
That's not going to happen.
It probably won't happen. Probably won't happen. We'll try to be good. All right, well, I just want to welcome everybody here tonight. Thank you for coming. We have a lot to cover in 2 hours. I am recording this session, and I will make the slides available online later. No handouts, primarily because they get to become a distraction, and also because they want you to write tonight, and also because the printer wasn't working all that great, so I couldn't get really good copies for you anyway. So come on in, set your things down, make yourself at home, sign in, grab a name tag, find a seat. If somebody's already in your seat, you can pick them out. Just kidding. So let's open with a word of prayer and get our evening started. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work that you're doing in our life. We have all brought ourselves to this room from many places in our spiritual journey, our emotional journey, our physical journey, just to be in this room right now in this moment. Women are here for all sorts of reasons, and I just pray that tonight will be a night of focusing, of glorifying you, of really thinking through how we can use our story to bring more glory to you, because that is why we are here, in the big picture of things. So we want to do that tonight, and we just ask that you would go before us, make this night a night of a truly exemplifying what it means to be followers of Christ, that our story is dedicated to bringing you glory. Thank you right now for our time together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So I'm going to just walk you through a couple quick things here. A little bit about me. I know a lot of you, but not everybody knows my story. And so just a couple quick things about me and why I'm the lady with the controls up here. What gives me the right to be up here? Right, Melanie?
Yes.
No, you're all wanting to know. I have a little blog called Jennifer G. Richmond Blogspot. I'm working on moving a lot of that content over to a new format soon. I also do a podcast called Dwelling Richly. Some of you follow the podcast. Right now it's primarily focused on Bible study. I've been an ACSI, this is the Association of Christian Schools International, presenter, where I speak on a pretty big platform to all sorts of educators from around the country on how to teach better, how to write better. It's been my big focus in the past. I lead women's Bible studies, also write the Bible studies. Right now I'm working on my 13th Bible study. I've written for women, just word for word, inductive study through God's Word. I also write and share weekly devotionals. Usually I get to share them at church here on Sundays. Those get published usually as my blog. I published as an author from a company called Creative Teaching Press back in the olden days before I knew any of you, except for maybe Melanie. And so that is in my past, but I wrote a book for teachers to help teachers teach better. There was actually a few of us, and I don't get any stage credit at all. If you go find me on Amazon, I was looking at it today, like, what? Somebody an ABC? What? Is it ABC order on the very end? So it doesn't even show up on the Amazon. So I'm really not that famous at all. It took a long time for Amazon to find my book, too, but whatever. Yeah, I do have a book. So I've also illustrated 6 books. Those are by Teacher Designed Learning. And then I've actually recorded 2 albums of original scripture-based songs. So those of you who haven't known me that long, this is all in my other life that I lived before I came on the role here as women's pastor.
And phenomenal teacher. Here. I still use her stuff. I was her partner teacher.
Yes, so Mel and I have go way back, and we used to partner teach together, and I miss your face.
I'm doing Live Out Loud right now.
I know, really do it. That's awesome. And then I write... grocery lists and all sorts of other stuff. So whatever. Whenever I can get an opportunity, sign in, Chris, grab a name tag. If you haven't had grab a name tag yet, grab one, please. You're going to need a name tag in a minute. So what I am, I'm just a lady like you with a story. I like to talk and I like to write. I'm a really simple writer. I'm not a huge writer. I don't have a ton of followers on my blog. I just write and I like to write. Probably my strongest forte is teaching. And I love to help others learn. And as you say, those who can do and those who can't teach, so, oh well, whatever. I I've done a little bit of everything, so I will help you tonight as best as I can. So I'm not the big fancy me, but just little me, and here to help all of us. And what I have a heart for is women and helping women share their story. And it's the heart of our ministry here at the church, and it's the heart of what I try to do as I teach any aspect, and tonight it happens to be on writing. So what are we doing here tonight? What are we up to? Well, when you registered for this, I asked you to answer a couple of quick questions. What concerns do you have about sharing your story? And what are you most hoping to learn at this workshop? So tonight, I want to address a lot of what you wrote, and for the most part, what you wrote is echoed through everybody's comments. The Tuesday group that's coming tomorrow, tonight's group, a lot of common threads. And so I'm going to read a few of them, and with no names, so don't worry, I won't embarrass you or anything, except for maybe Melanie. just because I can. People want to know how to make it flow, to get from A to B to C to D, make it flow, to move past any writer's block, to understand and discern if you're being transparent or too transparent, what's safe and what's not, and how to decide that. What about structure? How do I structure my writing? How do I move forward with that? How do I have better openness and communication through writing in general and in writing in specific? So our focus tonight is just to get real and get going, all right? And we're going to give you some really practical stuff tonight, and I want you to feel like you leave tonight ready to go. If for any reason at all you leave tonight and you're like, I got nothing, I'm not ready to go, I will give you all of your money back. You paid for this. I'm going to give you the big picture tonight. This is not a micro class, this is a macro class, big time. And so, as the Lord wills and provides, maybe we'll do other workshops like this based on interest, and we'll zone in a little bit tighter. And we are going to write tonight. I want you to write. So we're going to write a lot tonight. I want you to connect. So those of you sitting around, I want you to connect with one another. I want you to connect with me as well. So I'm here to give you some tips on how to get some things started. Maybe you want to start a blog. How many of you are in that category? You're interested in doing an online blog. Awesome. How many of you are interested in new writing techniques? Like, I'm bored with my own stuff. I want something new. Yeah. Okay. How many of you just don't even know where to start? Like, how do I even start? Exactly. So we're here for a lot of those reasons, and I'm sure more will come up as we go. So I want you to feel comfortable to write and jot those down. And just again, reminder, I'm recording this session, so don't feel like you have to go crazy to write every single thing down, and I'm going to make the entire PowerPoint available as a downloadable PDF later on.
Bless you.
You are. God bless you. You're welcome. All right, so we're going to begin with the W's of writing. How many of you are familiar with these? Maybe if you've had kids, you've gone through school, you remember them, all that. Maybe you learned the W's of writing as you've grown up or in college, or you remember all the way back to your favorite, bestest teacher ever and what they taught you about writing. So we're going to move through these. And again, please hear my heart. We're going to really push to get a lot of content covered tonight. My goal tonight isn't to give you a laser focus. It's to give you the macro vision, like I said. And then from that, to hone in on your specific area of continued need or interest so that we can further the discussion later. And then also I'm going to have you talk and write and share in groups in just a minute as well. So the first is the why of the W's. And we're going to focus right now on your big why, your big why. So I know I said you don't have to write all this down, but I want you to write this down. Your big why. Why are you even writing? So open your paper, get your paper out, grab your pen. If you don't have paper or pen and you need some, let me know. I can provide that for you. Or ask your neighbor. We'll get that into your hands. someone will share with you. What is your big why? Why do you even want to write? And this is your macro why, the big overarching, the tug on your heart, the nudge in your spirit, the big reason. Is it catharsis? And in a sense, therapy to write. Do you find yourself in therapy and in personal catharsis by writing? Do you... This is catching up slowly. Come on, little thing. Move. There we go. All right. Therapeutic. Maybe affirmation. You like it when you write. Maybe you write online. Maybe a Facebook post or a tweet or something like that. And you get good feedback from your writing. And so you like the affirmation of that. Come on, screen. There we go. All right. All right. And maybe for fun. Maybe you just like to write for fun. And you're in a season of your life where you actually have brain energy and physical energy just to have fun. Okay? And if you're still working a 40, 50, 60-hour work week like I used to, you don't have a lot of time for that. But maybe some of you are in that season where you have more fun time and you want to do something new and challenging for yourself. Maybe you have a message that you want to give. So why? What is your big macro why for writing? And then we want to talk about also our little why, our micro. The micro moment, in the moment of writing that day for that audience, what are you writing for in that micro moment? What's the point of that day's writing, that moment? Who are you writing to? For whom? To whom are you writing? What's your motivation in that day?
And say you write more than one thing.
Yes. Yeah, write that down. I'm going to get to that. Actually, that's a good question. All right, so now I'm going to ask that you just grab somebody near you. If you don't have somebody at your table, you will soon because there's only a couple seats left, so Rona's going to pick one of them. There we go. I'll have you sit there. Maybe Rona, I'll have you join over in this little group so we can get you over here as well. The rest of you already have a partner, and Miss Nancy and Kathy and Rona can be a trio over there. Awesome. All right, so what I'd like you to do with the person sitting next to you, your group, Kathy, you can be with Rona and Nancy.
Hi.
Introduce yourselves. Chris and Leanne, you're together. So you two are together in this group, and you two. Okay, in your group, I would like you to go back over your big why. Why are you here? And then, of course, Nancy, you're here because I'm going to talk with them. So don't worry. You're good. You can explain that story. That's awesome. I love that story. Already, that's a story right there. You can write about that. Nancy is a go-getter. She's like, I'll talk in a writing workshop. Sure. And I think Chris just showed up too, right? She's like, ah, I'm just going to show up. I didn't sign up. Jennifer will be fine with that.
She said that the last bit she's not going to go because it's tomorrow.
That's right.
So
with your neighbor. I would like you to just share a moment of why are you here? What are you interested in the big sense of where you're going with your writing? If you have no idea, just be a good listener. All right, let me pull you back in here to continue on. I'm going to give you a moment to share with everybody as you feel comfortable to share. But let me read to you the quote that's up on the screen here. This is by Donald Murray, who is a big name in writing and writing for educators in particular. By Donald Murray. Writing might be magical, but it's not magic. It's a process, a rational series of decisions and steps that every writer makes and takes, no matter what the length, the deadline, even the genre. How many of you have felt when you've read other people's writing like, how did they even do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to make I'll the whole thing downloadable and available. You can take a screenshot if you want with your camera, but I'm going to give you access to this entire PowerPoint. How many of you relate to that?
Mm-hmm.
You read someone else's writing and you go, how did they even think to put those words together? Like,
yeah, yours.
Oh, you're sweet. Oh, you're so sweet. I can't explain.
Stop with some more.
Right? Find your adjectives. Work with that. I read writers and go, we all have our favorite writer or how they pull things together that we're so inspired by. And it feels like it's magic. But I just love this quote because I think for us to get started, we need to let that go and realize it's not. It's it's not. It's rational series of decisions, steps that every writer makes and takes, no matter what the length, the deadline, or even the genre. So anything you want to write, you will find your way. You will find the steps. It will take time. How many of you know how to tie your shoe? Anyone right here? Tie your shoe? Everyone? Tie your shoe? Anyone not tie your shoe? We'll start a challenge. She's given up. She's wearing boots. I get that. I can embrace that too. All right. So at some point in your upbringing, tying your shoe was hard. And maybe even it felt impossible. You were a little kid. How many of you remember teaching a child to tie their shoe? Maybe try to teach a kid to tie their shoe. Throwing of shoes, the temper tantrum, I hate my life, why was I born, all those types of things come up when kids talk like that. And have to learn how to tie their shoes. That might be your experience when you start to actually write and move forward in that process and get to that next step. Why was I even born? I hate my life. Why did I decide to do this? I got nothing to say. Who wants to hear my dumb story anyway? I'm going to go eat worms with Alexander. It is no good, terrible, horrible, awful day. All right. So I'm here to say you're not alone. Your experience is common. And anything worth doing is worth working at and trying. So this is going to be one of those things. How many of you know how to speak? If I asked you a question right now, you'd be able to answer my question. What's your favorite color? Everyone tell me right now.
Green.
Yellow. All right. So can someone put that in a sentence? My favorite color is
green.
All right. In a sentence,
my favorite color is pink.
Amazing. Good. So you know how to form a sentence. You know how to speak. You can put words together. You can string those together. Why? Because you talk all the time. You're in a society that values speech and talking. How many of you, if I asked you to draw this church, go outside and grab a piece of paper and just sketch out this church, draw this church? Maybe. Now, put all the people in front of the church. Now add the people to it. You're like, yeah, I don't do people. Stick figures. You know, we all have a wheelhouse. Why? Because unless you're an artist and you really do a lot of drawing, that's not something you practice all the time. All right? So I want you to think about writing like that as well. You speak and you can form coherent sentences when you talk. Until you get into a fight with your husband, and then you're like, it's like nothing works together. You speak and can talk because you do it all the time. If you don't feel good about your writing, it's likely because you're not doing it a lot. It's like sitting down and drawing a church. Somebody else would walk over and sit there and sketch out a church. Why? Unlikely that they're a super genius. They probably just practice. Every now and then you find a super genius who just is naturally born that way. So our why is what anchors us and what also propels us. If you don't leave this class tonight with a strong why am I doing this, then when you do face that challenge of I'm a knucklehead, I can't write, what was I thinking, why would I even try this, then you'll give up. But if your why is big enough, strong enough, and important enough to you, you'll go back to that and say, well, this is a pretty big deal for me, number one. Number two, as Christians, if you believe that God is really prompting your heart to share your message, and you've prayed about that, I believe that that is from the Holy Spirit, and you're being led to do that. And so trust that. Trust that God is working in your life, and pray about it. And if God's prompted you to be here, I'm going to say, yeah, you need to be writing. You need to say yes to that and move forward, even if it gets tricky and hard. And you can go to any story of any prophet, disciple, follower of Christ in the Bible and see their stopping point and know that doesn't mean they're no longer qualified to be a prophet, disciple. It's because they've got something bigger and they need to push past this area of character flaw or weakness or skill set, whatever it is, and move into what God is really calling them to do. Yeah. So right now in your heart, if you know what, I have a story and God's calling me to share it in some fashion, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to commit to that right now. You don't have to give yourself a deadline, but just say, okay, I got my why. I know it. So in God's time, I'm going to work through this. I'm not going to just be like, take my ball and go home, and I can't, you know, get my blog started or whatever tomorrow morning. Okay? So that's our first. That's our why. And it's a really important place to start. Next is our who. We're on the W's of writing. So who are you as a writer? I want you to find your voice. I want you to really think about who you are as a person and find the voice of who you are. So I'm going to ask you to do something in a minute that's going to help you to focus on your who and who you are and your identity. So I want you just to kind of be thinking about that as I move through these next bullet points here. To find your voice, it will be helpful for you to hear your voice, to tell it out loud. That could start by just writing a few thoughts and reading them aloud into a tape recorder. A tape recorder. Who has a tape recorder still? Your app. I know that's not a tape recorder. You probably all have your phone apps, but I still have a cassette tape recorder as well. I used to record The Carpenters on it. Fun. Tell your story aloud. Tell it to yourself. Use your voice recorder. Tell it to someone who loves you and you know is gonna just say nice things for now about you. and then honor your voice. Honor your voice. It's so tempting to read fabulous writers and want to embrace their voice, their style, their vocabulary, their word choice, how they move into something. And that's really natural. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. You've probably heard that saying before. Mm-hmm. And it's true. And so it's okay for a season as you're working toward it, but you need to set that as your goal, is to find your voice. Seriously, don't be someone else. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. It's not going to work for you. No one's going to like your reading. People will see right straight through it. All right. You might suffer from what I used to tell my fifth graders was thesaurusitis. And this is when you have a word and you want to find a bigger, fatter word to use, a more mm-hmm. describey word, you go to a thesaurus and you just start thesaurusizing things. So there's two words in a row I've made up tonight. You can write, this is gold. You guys should write this all down. And teachers can tell it right away when someone's, you know, completely cut and paste off Wikipedia or just used a thesaurus to find another way to say, I very much really like that, you know, how kids write. So don't do that because it's just going to be fake. All right, so find your voice. Be really, truly you. Wow, how do I do that? If you have got a fog of question marks swirling around in your mind right now, like, find myself, be me, I don't even know, who am I? You probably know more than you think you know. But as you move into the realm of writing, that's going to tighten it down because you have a role right now in your life and you probably wear many hats for each of those roles. Wife, maybe. Mother, employee, employer, right? So all the different categories of your life, all that many hats you can wear. What is your writing voice going to sound like? Who are you as a writer? Mm-hmm. That's going to largely, it's going to depend on where you go with your writing. And I'll just tighten up our focus to remind you tonight, we're focusing on what's called a category of personal writing, memoir writing. It's nonfiction personal. So we're not, this isn't a fantasy workshop, by the way. If you're going to come, I'm going to write fantasy fiction. Wrong workshop. Again, you can have all your money back. Okay. This is memoir writing, basically, tonight. Blogging, things like that. All right. So how do you find your voice? You find your voice by writing. How do you write? Well, you need to find your voice. Well, how do you find your voice? By writing. You understand? What's going to end up happening is as you write, it's going to come out. You're going to see it. How many of you used to draw as a kid? Little stick figures, or maybe used a little turtle making your thing you used to draw, or a little flower became your thing you like to draw. Maybe you drew little hands, whatever. That became your set. How many of you used to write and put like little hearts on the eye and all that when you were a kid? Still do, right? So you found your voice in a sense of how you like to physically write and create in that regard. How many of you cook at home? You love to make food, you like to make meals and things. You find your voice in a sense of that. It's because you do it all the time. You're going to find your voice in writing, but you're going to need to do it all the time. You're going to need to write to find your voice. So what you'll do is you'll write, and then you need to speak it out loud and say, does this really sound like me? And if you feel like you're too close to it, you need to get a friend to read it for you. It could be your husband, it could be a best girlfriend, it could be an online group, but it needs to be somebody who knows you and knows that sounds like you. All right. So what I'd like you to do right now is, again, turn to your partners right now and just talk about what do you think it's going to take for you in the next week to move from this point that we're in today, tonight, to find your voice. What are some things that I've said right now that are triggering in your mind? What is that going to look like for me? So turn to your partner and just discuss that one-on-one with each other, three-on-one, in your groups about what is that going to look like in your life to find your voice. Go ahead and do that for a second. Okay, let's go ahead and bring that back in here. And what is that going to look like to find your voice? What do you think that's going to look like as you move forward? And then if you feel comfortable sharing, share loudly because I am recording this. So who would like to share again? Just shout out and share loudly. What does that look like for you? What do you think it's going to look like as you move forward to find your voice? Gwen, you want to share? Yes.
Well, I have a comment / question in it.
Okay.
I can talk my ideas. I was just telling Gina that I share my devotion is of a morning. I share it and I post it in a blog kind of like yours. And then my husband convinced me to share it on Facebook, which that's so hard to do. But now I do it regularly. But how to turn what the videos I do, what comes out of my mouth instantly, to put it down on paper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think it has structure or a rhythm or a whatever, but I guess it does because it's been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But how my concern is how to get that to print.
Yeah.
And it makes sense.
Good. That's a really good question. That's important because it's a huge difference to be able to talk out what you're thinking is in your brain, and it is to write it and it to be enjoyed when people read it.
I feel like I'm popcorn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people have more of a understanding and a tolerance and a patience for when we talk, when we just extemporaneous, we're out there, we're just sharing our thoughts. It's probably have a landing point for them. You're not going to ramble on or people wouldn't continue to listen. But it's not going to fly, like you said, if you move it over to writing. And the what we're going to discuss in a minute is going to really help with that, number one. I'm going to just say that is going to happen in a minute. Number two, you have to start writing a transcription of what you're saying. You have to, point blank. And I'll give you some tips on how to get that done. You can pay for someone to do it for you, and I can give you some software to use to do it the hard way. But you need to write, you need to have someone record it, and you need to basically transcribe it and go through the brutal exercise of actually hearing yourself play it back. It's not fun. But you won't get better, and you won't be able to actually write it until you do that. If your mode is been speaking, you have to record that, listen to it, and start outlining that. You will get to the place where you can train your brain a little bit differently. Again, I'll talk about that more in a minute. But if your starting point is I speak all the time and I need to move that over to writing, the fastest way to start that is record it, transcribe it, and just go for it, butcher it, just like be brutal with yourself. Liam?
There's a cheating method to that. It's called Dragonfly.
I'm gonna go into Dragon Speaking. It's called Dragon Speaking Naturally. I'm gonna go into that one, and then there's another service you can get. So you can transcribe it through Dragon Speaking, and there's another transcription service you can use also. Mel, what is that you?
No, I was just gonna say too, I think even just getting used to your own voice.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the recording idea. Sometimes I'll do public speaking, and I talk a lot in the car. Talk. And so for me, I think finding out who I am, I process out loud.
Right.
And so for me to say things out loud first,
yeah,
and will give me more ideas than just going to pen and paper.
Yep.
And the other thing that I do too, which was your idea, is when I am going to run like a set or something like that, or I'm getting ready for something, I do shower power. And so I type it all out, I put it in a Ziploc, and I, this is Jennifer's idea, and you get it wet and it sticks to your shower wall. And so I'll run through ideas and I'll also do a whole set in the shower. And that's how I memorize sets, that's how I memorize, or that's how I'll process this kind of stuff too. So,
cool.
I'm still doing shower powers.
Shower power.
You
love
shower powers.
Yeah. Cole had them laminate the scriptures to get in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
Me. Anyway. Okay. All right. Any other thoughts on the process of finding your voice? What do you think that's going to take to do that? Anyone else want to share what they discussed in their group? Okay. All right. So the next W is for whom. And you are writing for who you are. But you already, my guess is, have some kind of an audience in mind. You're not going to write medical papers or submit things to the UN or get published on some, you know, scientific website, you have an audience in mind. Generally speaking, we write for ourselves, our own audience. Maybe you're writing for then other women in your same season of life, maybe women of 20 years, you know, coming up, because you've been there, done that. You want to share what you've learned. Maybe your audience is families in general, young moms, young families, and so on. Maybe you want to write for kids. All right. I won't put anyone on the spot, but just off the top of your head, if anyone does want to share, I know a couple people already what their story is. So does anyone want to share out loud who their audience is, who are they writing for?
I will. My audience is my family, my unsaved family members. Mm. I have a lot of family members that are not saved, and they don't know my story.
That's awesome. Anyone else? That's a very close and intimate audience that you know already. So when you write, you're going to be thinking about their faces and about their hearts and about their perceptions, but what you already know about them. How many of you have an audience of people that you imagine writing for? You don't know them. It's just a general category of people. Mel, how about you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyone else?
Jewish.
Yeah.
I mean, I can relate because it's something personal.
Yeah.
I had weight loss surgery.
Okay.
And so having the medical conditions before and now not, and that focus.
Yeah.
But bringing God into it, which I do already.
Right.
They all know that, but okay. I want it more.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. Ruth, you had your hand up?
I just feel like I'm supposed to share my story, but I don't really know how.
How many of you feel like that? I feel like I'm supposed to share my story.
Yeah.
Don't ignore that. Don't ignore that. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. If you feel like you're supposed to share your story and you have the Holy Spirit and you're on your knees, you're supposed to share your story. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the off chance you got some wacky unconfessed sin issue going on in your life and you're a raging narcissist, outside of all of that. So, other than that, if you are prayed up and you are in the Word and you are walking with the Lord and you're like, I need to share my story, then you need to share your story. And if you don't, I'm going to submit to you. That's disobedience to the Holy Spirit. God is calling you to share your story and do it. And good for you for being here tonight. Keep yourself a pat on the back. All right. So the next W is when. All right. So, you know, nothing happens until you say it's going to happen, right? And you need to do that. You need to say. And so good for you again for being here, because you took the prompt, you thought, you know, this is me, I need to be writing. And so the when right now might be tonight. Maybe this is your when. And Nancy's like, I guess so.
The Lord is ordaining my steps.
He brought me
here.
Totally did. That's so funny. So if, with your when, as with anything that's a when, you need to make it a priority. And so, hello, come on, little bumpy thing. It's moving forward. Here we go. Earlier, we both jumped on. Make it a priority. Many of you heard me share this example before, but anything that you value and say is a priority will be a priority because you value it. So, for example, it's unlikely anyone showed up here today without having brushed your teeth this morning when you got out of bed. Maybe you probably brushed your hair, I'm guessing. Why? Because you value your teeth and friends and not scaring people away with your dragon breath. And you like your hair and you're not trying to get dreadlocks. Like, you want to brush. You value that. You value your feet, so you get a pedicure. You value your teeth, so you brush them. You value writing, and so you're going to write. And you're going to do it. You're going to make it a priority. So you're going to write short. We're going to start with write short. And this is just a quick go writing. You're going to always have a journal handy. You're not going to critique your writing in any way. No spelling errors, no penmanship errors, no grammar errors will matter to you at all. You will put the teacher, educator, judge, critique, red pen person outside of your brain, and she will not be allowed to come back in until you're done. You're just going to write. You're not going to edit anything, and you're going to just, every jot and tittle comes it comes to your brain, gets on paper. So don't edit content in terms of grammar, spelling, and penmanship, and don't edit content in terms of the ideas that you wrote, and that's dumb, I don't even think of that. Just write it. You can toss it out later. Just write it. And don't toss it out later, by the way. Don't ever toss out anything. Don't get mad and burn your journals. I know people do that. Don't do that. What? What? Tittles? What?
Tittles is a word.
Yes. It's in the Bible. For Pete's sake. Johnson Tittles. All right. So we're going to do that right now. Grab a piece of blank paper. I'm going to give you some prompts, and you are just going to write. And you're not going to pause. You're not going to judge it. You're just going to write. So a blank sheet of paper, nothing written on it at all. It should be entirely blank. If you need paper,
you need more paper.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Anyone spare? Spare a sheet?
I have
a spare square of paper. All right, here we go. Again, no judging, just writing. Don't look at anybody else's. Don't worry about anybody else. Don't worry about your penmanship. Don't worry about your spelling. Don't worry about grammar. Don't worry about anything. No one's going to judge it. No one's going to critique it. No one's going to look at it unless you want to share it later. So here we go. I'm going to give you a word or a phrase, and you're just going to write anything. Here's what I'm going to ask. Don't even ask me any questions after we get started. Don't say, did you mean, are we going to write this? Did you want us to really say, I don't care. Whatever comes into your brain, you're just going to write that. This is free form writing to push you forward and to get the paper not to be empty anymore. Do I have to write in a line? Do I have to write bullet? I don't care. Just write. Have I taught this before? I have. So I already know all the questions you're going to be asking. So here we go. I'm just going to give you something to write about, a word or a phrase. And then I'm going to let you write, and I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to make you write again. I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to make you write again. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Word. Kohl's. Kohl's. The department store Kohl's. Oh, okay. Ready to go. Write. No, 15 seconds. Okay, pause. Just pause right there. Make sure you've got the word Kohl's written down. Mm-hmm. Circle it. Box the whole thing so you know that that was all about Kohl's. All right. I'm going to give you another word another phrase right now. Fast food. Fast food. Ready, go. Again, a word, a phrase, a thought, an emotion, a place, a person, an experience. All right, 15 seconds. Okay, rest your pen. Make sure you've got fast food noted there. That's what that category was. Box it up, separate that from the next. Here's your next category. Again, anywhere your brain goes is totally fine. For anywhere you want to go with this, no one's going to judge it and go like, yeah, you really got the wrong idea there. Nope, everything's good. Here we go. Spirituality. Spirituality. All right, about 15 seconds. All right, rest your pencil, rest your hand, and go ahead and just turn and share any one of the categories you want. Share. I loved it. I hated it. This was great. Look at me. Can you believe what I wrote? Whatever you want. Just read it, share it, talk about it. I'll give you a couple minutes to do that. Okay. Bring it back in. This is a quick activity that you can do to move yourself forward and write. You don't even have to write about anything that you just wrote about it, but it moves your brain. How many of you felt like your brain was moving forward when you did that? Okay, good. This is a really helpful technique to find your voice. All right, this will help you find your voice. And here's how you're going to do. I'm going to have you look back over what you just did. I'm going to have you feel what you just felt as you were talking about it. And I want you to think about what, in terms of strongest and weakest, and code it however you want. S for strong, W for weak, color, star, fat, smelly faces, stickers, whatever you want. Do something to mark it as strongest and weakest and emotionally. Which one of those words, stories, incidents, whatever you wrote, invoked in you a strong emotion? And when I say strong, I mean, it could be any emotion, like from anger, annoyance, joy, sorrow, thrill, I got the best deal at Kohl's ever, everyone's going to be so impressed with me, those kind of emotions, to I'm super annoyed because you cannot even believe the lady who I was dealing with, blah, 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 whatever. Super, strongest emotion, weakest, rank it, however you want to rate that, do that real quick, just plus, minus,
rank
1, 2, 3.
Each one.
Each one. Emotion. Find some way to code that. For me, I just put it like a big circle over the ones that I like and a smaller circle near the ones I don't like and really highlight the ones I really liked and cross off the ones that have no emotion. However you want to note it for yourself is fine. So strongest emotion.
So if they all had almost equal.
We're going to work on that.
Okay.
There should be some degree in amongst the stories and where you, the content that you went through that you went, I'm weak. Here's my end game. Let me just give you my end game here. What are you going to write about? You're not going to write about something that you're bored with that you even couldn't even stand talking about just a second ago. Like, I'm even bored of that story. Don't write about that. Write about the one where you were laughing, where you were angry, where you were happy, where you cried, where you felt an emotion. If you didn't feel anything, don't write about that. Go to it later if you need to, but don't write about it now. You're not there yet. Don't do that. Yourself. So emotion. The next one is visual. Rank these on visual. Which one of these things did you write about that pulled a strong visual image into your brain that you could nail it? And if I asked you in just a few words, you can completely tell me that story in just 10 words. You could just box it up and wrap it up in a bow and send it off to me. You have a very strong visual image in your mind about that incident, about that content. Which one of those? Okay, so strongest and weakest emotion. Strongest, weakest visual that got into your brain. This one's going to be harder to describe. So if I was already not doing a good job describing it, the other two, this one's going to be even harder, or maybe not. Which one is the strongest or the weakest in the sense of commonality? Like when you talked or thought about it, it felt like you were drawing people in. You were connecting. Like other people get this. Other people will want to get this. I got this. I can't wait to tell other people about this. It's a connecting. Like when you go to pick up a snail, but it's really two snails and they're stuck together, you're like, whoa, birds and the bees right away when you're a kid. Remember that?
Yes.
Those are very connected. That was a strong visual. Mommy. There, now you can't not think of it.
Yeah.
And you're welcome. And then next is strongest and weakest in sense of worldview. You have a worldview. My guess is we're all believers in this room. You love your faith. It's infused into everything that you talk about and share in some way. Not that you're going to give a salvational message altar call at the end of all of your writing, but your worldview's in there somewhere. What you value is in there. Which one of those, strongest or weakest on worldview, weight that? So I'm not sure if I did a good job explaining all that, so why don't you download that amongst yourself. So go back to your group. Talk about strongest and weakest between your group that you have. All right, so how did that go with each other? Someone want to share Kohl's? Anyone got something on Kohl's? They want to share strongest, weakest on Kohl's? Does anyone want to share their strongest, weakest of any of those on the Kohl's prompt?
Oh, do you want us to
what do you got?
What we wrote?
Sure.
I haven't been to Kohl's lately. I did go there in December. And purchased some shoes for my granddaughter. I loved them as they had lights in the heel. But when she tried, and I had to stop.
Okay. I love it. So you wrote full-on sentences and started the content. No, that's good. That's good. Did anyone just write words? I'm curious.
No.
Just words? What did you write? Just out of curiosity to compare. Way our brains work is so different. Go.
Cole is crap. Crying in the dressing room. Tears before. Were frustration. /tears, shock and joy, always helpful, have to be a detective.
Okay, Okay, so see how our brains aren't different?
I was like admiring.
I know, but I mean, it's just very how we're gonna. How we're, okay, how about fast food? Who's got the strongest weakness on fast food? They want to share just anything that came out.
Fast food makes my stomach hurt for the most part. We eat Del Taco every day, often. Jack eats a bean burrito every day.
Okay.
You told it. So makes you think a lot of Del Taco.
Okay. Anyone else on fast food? No?
I'm trying to stop eating fast food. It really is not healthy. However, so convenient, McDonald's Coke is amazing. And their fries, they will be on the banqueting table in heaven. No more fast food until heaven.
Love it. What about spirituality? Strongest weakness on spirituality? Anyone want to share that?
That actually jumped out of a very hard emotional thing. Mm. My mom used to say to other friends that I was religious when I found Jesus, and I found that so offensive because I felt I was being compared to a Pharisee. Yet I think now her reason for it was because I was striving to be Jesus-like, but when she would say it, it just didn't feel that way. I don't know if that's how she meant it or not.
Yeah. But sure. Good. Okay.
So, oddly enough, it evoked huge emotions.
Huge, yeah.
But I only gave it a 3 on the emotions.
Isn't that interesting? Okay. So, this is, I'm going to push into it a little bit later on. I'm going to push into this a little more, but this is a start on this. Again, I want you to write short. And what I mean by write short is just bullet quick or sentences. No, sentences or phrases, but like we just did. And give yourself a very limited time. Don't, like, I've got to write for an hour. No one has that kind of time. No one has that time. And then you won't do it because you feel like, I can't do it. So just write short and just do it. And you could be sitting before church starts and you're waiting, you know, announcements, whatever, on the screen, and just get a brain and brainstorm and just write real quick on something and just write and keep that with you. That's why I say keep a journal, don't critique it, don't edit it, don't worry about it, write it your way, your style, change it, do pictures, word webbing. There's so many ways to approach that, but just write and keep it short. The next is write long, write long. And so the first one is go, the next one is go, really long. and so when we write long, we need to face the page. We need to face the page. They say the page is looking at that blank screen on your computer, or if you like to handwrite, is looking at a blank page and just dealing with that. It's like that closet in your house that you cannot get that clean in an hour. There's no way you're cleaning that in an hour. There's too many micro decisions involved in that. You've got that one box you've had since high school, and you really need to go through it, and you're not even ready to deal with that yet. You know what I mean? So you have to face the page. And when you write long, that's when you're like, I'm ready, I've got to do this. Writing long is also being disciplined. This is when you say, this is the time I'm going to write. Write short, you can just do it anytime you want. I'm just going to write. I'm waiting for a dentist appointment. I'm just going to write. Writing long, you have to say, okay, I'm going to need at least 20 minutes to do this. And I'm gonna prioritize, I'm gonna write long. And then this one also helps if you get accountable. So you're gonna tell somebody else you're going to do it and write it down and make it happen, and then call each other on a set day and say, okay, we said we would, did you? And you know, whatever. Get accountable and do that with somebody. That's writing long. Now, we don't have time to write long tonight. We're not going to. So I'm going to leave it at that for now. And maybe this will be one of those things we'll push into at another workshop. All right. Next is what I call C&B. C&B. You've heard the saying that says we're not human doings. We're human what?
Beings.
We're human beings. We be. Right? I think, therefore, I am, right? We have an existence. You are. So I want you to see, and I want you to be. And by that, I mean, I want you to see a moment. I want you to see a moment. And I want you to move into moments in your life. We are so frequently not in moments. We're in the next moment after this one. I'm not really here. My body is, my heart, my mind, my spirit is on my to-do list when I get home.
and I know I've got that laundry, I got to deal with my husband thing, I got to deal with the kid, we're not here
to be present.
Be present. I want you here, I want you in a moment, I want you to really practice the discipline of that. That will improve your writing. Writing can be extremely frustrating for people who are never in a moment, because you can't be in that moment to continue that thought process. It takes discipline. And so I want you to see a moment, and I want you to be in the moment. And so one of the reasons why our society doesn't seem to be able to do that is because of what I'll show you on the screen. Hopefully you can see that. It says, so what do? And he says, I'm a writer. And novels? No, mostly tweets. I hope you write a great American tweet. All right. We're very conditioned right now to write these short little quickies, right? So it's hard to be. It's hard to really just embrace the discipline of living in the moment and going further into it and really dig. We do it for a variety of reasons, and since this isn't a therapy session, we won't go into that, but there is a lot of emotional issues into why we can't get into moments. There's fear, and there's nerves involved, and there's bad memories involved, and we don't have the time to deal with it, and I've packaged up my life, and if I go there, I might not come back in a nice way. I don't really have the emotional, physical energy to do that right now, and I get that. But if you want to write, and you really want to move into being a good writer, you're going to have to get into some of that. And it might mean therapy, it might mean dealing with some of this stuff, but like we talked about a few slides ago, writing is therapy in many ways. It's catharsis in and of itself. So a C and B moment can happen in anywhere you are. You don't have to schedule a C and B moment. You can be in that moment, and you can actually turn any moment that you're in into the, what I put on the screen before, the write short. Any moment can be that, and it can be also a C and B moment. And so what I'm going to have you do right now is C and B in this moment, right now, in this room. So, clean sheet of paper. What I'd like you to do, no, I can get more paper. I'm sure we'll find it. Does anyone need it?
I have some. Does someone need it? Does somebody need paper? Is that what you're asking for?
Does anyone need paper? We're asking. Okay, good. So what I'd like you to do is in this room, nowhere else. So other exercise when I popped you outside of other experiences outside this room, right? In this room with these people, with this voice coming out of my mouth, with what you're experiencing in this moment, I want you to see everything that you're receiving in this moment, and I want you just to really be here, and I want you to, I'm going to give you again free-form writing about this moment right now. Just try to be present in here. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about how to do that later, but I just want a raw, and teacher Eve, we call this a benchmark. I want to just have you raw write without any direction from me, just on the very simple prompt I've given you right now about seeing what you're seeing in this moment, being here in this room, experiencing what you're experiencing in this moment only, and write about it. And you can write it in any format you want. Bullets, phrases, sentences, prose, poetry, any way that your brain lets you move words from your soul and your brain and your spirit into the pen, pencil, and onto that paper. C and B in this moment, in this room, what you're experiencing right now. You got it? Go.